Well, towards the beginning of this whole quarantining situation we've been in for 4 months now. My goodness, it's been 4 months. Towards the beginning of the time, people kept making recommendations about what you could watch on Netflix or on Hulu or whatever else people choose to watch. And so I decided to watch one of these documentary-style films. And I have to tell you, I spent a lot of time crying as I watched that movie. It was called The Two Popes. I don't know if you've seen that. It's a documentary-style film based on the relationship between Pope Benedict, now the Pope Emeritus, and Pope Francis. It is beautiful. It's so dearly human. And at some points, it was heartbreaking. This portrayal of these two men, both extraordinary in their own right, who in their own way show great humility and a desire to serve God fully, though very different, the two of them. They are, I must think, good seed. And yet, horrible, horrible things each of them did or failed to do, as is shown in this film. Covering up a horrific sexual abuse epidemic perpetuated by clergy in the Catholic Church. By the way, we have our own problem. It is not only the Catholic Church. And then the other standing on the wrong side of history in the time of a brutal dictatorship in Argentina. And yet those very same failings also led them to their greatest moments of humility and their greatest acts of service in God's world. Who is to say whether they were wheat or weeds? If there really is such a thing as being one or the other. Jesus, once again, this week, illustrates that God is a different kind of gardener. There is a farming quandary that is brought up. Weeds sown among the wheat. Should we tear out the wheat? No, no, don't do that. That would destroy the wheat as well. Let them both grow together until the harvest. Then they can be separated. Now, as I admitted last week, I am not much of a gardener, but maybe some of you are. Have you ever, I don't know, your weeks got away from you, and the garden that you planted at the beginning of the season, all of a sudden you turn around and it is filled with weeds. Have you experienced that? Have you then gone in and tried to separate the wheat from the weeds or the good vegetables from the weeds? It is nigh on impossible. It does not work well. Even as Jesus spoke in the parable last week, weeds choke the good seeds and the plants wither. And to try to separate them at harvest time is impractical. And yet it seems by how Jesus describes it that the Son of Man can indeed do what we cannot. Now, the problem with my story at the beginning, the brief synopsis on the two popes, is that it is not for me to label the wheat and the weeds, the good and the bad. No, in the fullness of time, at least according to our parable this morning, God will set apart the wheat from the weeds. Too often, we decide who the weeds are. I've certainly been guilty of this myself. It wouldn't take much pressing for me to name weeds in our world today. It seems like they are running rampant, in fact. But that is not my job. No, our job is to tend God's garden so well as we can, to care for cruel and kind, and never be the same, as that hymn called The Summons goes. We are called to be open to the possibility that the person who seems so cruel may simply be someone who is hurting or misguided, and with some kindness may blossom in ways we never imagined. One of Pastor Free's favorite stories is of the inventor of dynamite. Maybe you know this one. Dynamite, of course, is an arguably early version of a weapon of mass destruction, and the inventor was Alfred Nobel. Interestingly enough, he had dearly hoped that dynamite might, in fact, be one step closer to peace, that if there was that threat of mutual destruction, that might be a powerful disincentive, and so people would not so easily go to war with one another. And so that was the legacy he sought to leave. In his will, he funded the Nobel Prize in physics, chemistry, physiology and medicine, literature, and peace. Now, does that make up for the horrors caused in war by dynamite? Or later by the atomic bomb? Can one great deed make up for one horrible deed? Who is to say? But God is able to pull the wheat away from the weeds, perhaps even in each one of us. God is able to do just that. God's grace is enough for even the failures of our lives. You may well feel isolated and withered, but God may yet use you. And God may yet use that unkind person who lives down the hall and is always saying obnoxious things, or that person across the street who has that obnoxious sign outside that you completely disagree with, or that person who keeps posting hateful things online. God may yet do something in them. That is up to God. But we have this promise here today that there will come a time when God's justice will reign. And yes, of course, in the Gospel of Matthew, that looks like a weeping and gnashing of teeth. But what that signifies for us is that when the kingdom of God reigns, there will be no more weeds. There will be no more abuse, no more war. That in fact, all creation will be set free. And we can finally live the life God keeps calling us into. May we, for now, simply see in each person the possibility of goodness. For now, we give thanks and praise to God, the Lord of the harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.